This is a really important decision for the sustainability of healthcare in Hawaii, the health of our community, and our state finances.
Wesley Lowe is the Chief Executive Officer of Hawaii Health Systems Corporation's Maui region. He says the current model has continued to face financial shortfalls and hasn't been sustainable for some time. HHSC's Maui facilities, which include Maui Memorial, Kula Hospital, and Lana'i Community Hospital, ended the fiscal year with an operating loss of more than $43 million. Lowe says if a solution is not found, they could face an additional $46 million loss in 2015.
We look forward to working together to build a sustainable model of healthcare that grows services, improves quality, and saves the state money and preserves the ability to serve our community.
This isn't the first time HHSC has sought a public-private partnership as a solution for its financial difficulties. 3 years ago, a potential deal with the Phoenix-based Banner Health fell through. And last year, lawmakers failed to pass a bill that would have allowed Maui's public hospitals to partner or be purchased by a private company. Hawaii Pacific Health President Ray Vera is hopeful that this year's proposal to the legislature will be different.
Because we have more on the table, that people can understand what the future may hold.
But not everybody is as optimistic.
Calling it a partnership can be mislabeling what they're looking at, because that's an acquisition in any other language.
Randy Pereira is the executive director of the Hawaii Government Employees Association, the largest union in the state.
We're very concerned what would happen to the employees, and we're concerned about the fact that it seems nobody's holding management accountable for the decisions that they have made over time.
HHSC and Hawaii Pacific Health will have to seek legislative approval to enter formal partnership discussions. If lawmakers pass a bill supporting the proposal, Hawaii Pacific Health will likely lease HHSC's Maui facilities from the state. Molly Solomon for HPR News.